picked up by Reed and Smith. Out now to Crotty! Simple. He has got a double. And it happens on the stroke of half-time. They set a new mark. The most points ever in the first half by the All Blacks against Australia.
Yeah, don't worry, they were all going to the record books because it was going to look like it was going to be 100 at one stage. I've got to say, I've missed you, Slats, but it was good to have Matty Burke in the chair. And it was strange because when he first started doing the duties on the Big Sports Breakfast, he'd come in and go, no, I won't have a coffee. And then he'd come in cleanly shaven with the European gear on and the parkas and the scarves.
Yeah, yeah.
And then by about Thursday, he was having double shots. Unshaven.
It's a hard one to describe to people, isn't it, Berkey, when they say, what's it like doing Brecky Radio? It's very hard to explain it. Good morning.
Slats, good morning. I quickly channeled your expertise. I tell you, you're right. Mate, it rocks. It was like jet lag the first day. I got home. Yeah. I was spent. But, I bet the boys feel like they had jet lag on the weekend. Maybe a couple of coffees at half time because, wasn't it? That was just quite unbelievable. Yeah, I mean, I don't even know how to describe it. The first minute, they're under pressure. Then they held the ball and they went nearly the full length. Then the referee got in the way on a short pass. You think, wow, this could be something today. And then I think, as I said in our commentary, after Sonny Bill Williams scored, I think I said, roll up, tickets please, or something like that. Yeah. Because it was literally everyone was standing in line waiting to get a start. They were laughing when they were scoring tries. It was incredible.
Yeah, look, we got four, I know I'm saying four consolation tries, but I've got to give you credit sitting there. Everyone's trying to paint a positive picture here, but you said, look, let's make no mistake here. They got thrashed. They got towed up. They got embarrassed.
Yeah.
And they did. And this is the funny, I want to get your comment today, mate. We read today, out of the Wallaby camp, we're on the right track and we're not going to change anything. Come on.
It's a line they've held for a long time now, isn't it, TK? It's, you know, we've spoken about this defensive, pardon me, this attacking scenario they want to keep going, this width to width. We spoke about the weekend. The first thing you have to do against the All Blacks is literally go at them, be physical, intimidate them, make sure they make enough tackles for you to actually sort of stress them, if that's the word.
Yeah.
Then you can have a chance to go around them. And they did that on occasion. The talk after the game was all about this defensive system and how, you know, we're going to stick to this defensive system and blah, blah. My question was, what was the defensive system? I didn't know quite what it was. I couldn't quite work it out myself. And then the second question could be was, why would you employ a defensive system against New Zealand? Wouldn't you do a new one? Wouldn't you do that against a Fiji, a Scotland, or an Italy that they had the chance to do in the June series? And, you know, I just don't know where they are at the moment. You know, there's pressure on the coaches, obviously, after that performance. My good mate Nathan Gray, you know, he'd have been absolutely crying in his hands on Saturday night, because you look back to him and he was one of the most, you know, the strongest defensive players, and he's trying to ask them to do a job that they're struggling to do at the moment. So, yeah, mate, it was, I think you're right, TK, you had to put it in perspective. Yes, it was a great comeback of sorts. All Blacks took their foot off the pedal. But at 40 points to 6 in the first half, you know, I mean, our Blacks can't score 6 tries in the game anyhow, so they weren't going to score more than that to overcome the All Blacks on the weekend.
Yeah, Berkey, I think the frustration for everyone, though, is that they were in camp for a long time preparing for this, and then they missed 48 tackles. I mean, how can you win anything?
Yeah, how can you win anything? And Tim Horan used to say to us when we're about to run out there, you know, defence will look after itself. Pardon me, attack will look after itself, but defence will win you games. And if you don't muscle up, you don't get a chance of actually, you know, applying anything on the park there, because you're just letting pressure off the whole time. And as I said, it was like that. Pardon me, it was like roll up, roll up. Guys were literally lining up to score tries, and they gave away that ordinary back of the line out pass that bounced, and all of a sudden it fell into that. I think it was Ryan Crotty gave it to Rico Iwani. He scored. His first try should have been shut down. Izzy got, you know, turned and ran around quite easily. So they gifted about 3 tries. They worked out defensively there. We weren't great around that outside centre role. it wasn't until the second half, and we spoke about the second half. What do? You spray them in the change room, and that wasn't going to work. You needed to actually sort of calm these guys down and try and stop that momentum, and that meant stopping the ball at the same time, actually being a little bit more physical in the breakdown and around those areas. But you know, that game was gone. You know, after half time, there was no chance they were going to score back. It was all about pride in the weekend. And how are they going to turn it around for this weekend in Dunedin with you know, limited support from an Australian perspective? I don't know. That's the scary part.
Yeah. So you don't know what changes they should make?
Well, I don't know about the changes they should make. If they're going to, it's interesting because actually you talk about, you know, we're going to stick to our defensive patterns and that kind of stuff. And as I said, I don't quite understand what they were because they didn't play an outside in. Sort of, you know, rugby league-esque, or even when you look at the Lions in the last in that last series, what they did. So they weren't definitive in that. They weren't definitive in just a normal sort of, you know, up and out defensive line. So it was about putting faith in the bloke beside you to make the tackle. And when you're under pressure, and I imagine Slats, it'd be like, you know, it'd be like walking out in the middle, the opener going cheaply, first drop going cheaply, second going cheaply, third, and everyone starts to. You start to get a bit loose and a bit frantic where you need someone just to lock it down. And that's what they did better in the second half. But when you become an individual in a team sport, that's when you just get lost completely. And that's what they were on the weekend, that, especially in that first 40, they were lost. They weren't trusting each other. And that's the hard part.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think where to now. But
yeah,
Dunedin.
And me as well. And I think you're right, though. After the game, we spoke about you know, where they were, and Sharpie was strong on it, and as myself, you know, we got smashed in that game. We can't walk out of this game and say, you know, we did all right in that Blenheim's Blood Cup. If it finished 54-34 at the end of the game, obviously, which it did, but if it was 25-18 at half time, and you were close, and you're in the contest, and became this. Yes. Seesawing game like it was in that 2000 game. You know, they called the game the millennium, 39-35, I think it was, 39-34. You could say maybe that was, there's still hope, but turning it 40 points at six, he only missed one conversion, which would have been, you know, the 42 after seven tries. So it was a real wake-up call for our guys as to what pressure and what intensity is needed at that level, especially with a new group. But you're right, Slats, I think you're... That was it. The 4 weeks prior, we were all pumping them up. And I think that just goes to show the difference between New Zealand rugby and Australian rugby and what was Super Rugby as well.
Oh, well, you can get $12 on them this coming weekend.
They're $12 outsiders. they're shorter than Winks. You know, they're shorter than Winks.
$1.03.
Oh, seriously? Let's hope that, I wonder if they could... I wonder if they tell them the game is going to start a little bit earlier and they actually don't tell them. Like Winks, you know, they stumble out of the barrier at least. I can't see the $12 even being any value as well. Where are they going to get some inspiration from? I don't quite know. And how do you turn it around in a week? They had 4 weeks to do that. How do you turn it around in a week? So look, I wear my heart on my sleeve for our blokes, and I will back them to the hilt. But when you look at an improbable situation like this, you just think, wow, how is any other national team going to be able to overcome these blokes who made plenty of changes themselves? So, That's interesting times.
Yeah, get Huey Bowman out there, I reckon.
Yeah, just maybe.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, if you're thinking you're on the right track and you're trailing by 40 to 6 at half time, you're in trouble. Berkey.
Yeah.
I don't think we've solved anything this morning, but that's pretty normal, mate. Yeah. We do.
And good job, Berkey. All right,
tuned
in a few times, mate. Thank you for coming in.
Outstanding. Enjoy, boys. Have a good day.